Greetings. I'm Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Today, we have part two of our interview with Nicole Hansen-Mundell, who is Executive Director of Out for Justice. And Nicole's here to talk to us again about how her organization is helping individuals with criminal records be better at influencing the laws, the development of laws and rules that make their life better and that make all of our lives better. So, Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Well, thank you. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar or shame, did not listen to the last show.
Okay.
Could you please tell us a little bit about Out for Justice?
Sure. Out for Justice is an organization based in Baltimore, but the work that we do impacts individuals with criminal records statewide. So essentially, we're the policy arm for the reentry community here in Maryland. And the goal of the organization is to advocate, educate, engage, and empower individuals with criminal records to change the laws and policies that impact them, to learn about the legislative process, every step of the legislative process, and then to go out and support other individuals coming home from prison or jail, and support community where community needs. Because we realized that at a certain point in our life, we broke the law and we did some wrong things. We hurt some people. And so coming out of prison or jail, joining an organization like Out for Justice, it gives us an opportunity to give back to those communities that we took from, right? Yeah. And so that's essentially what we do.
That's wonderful. I ask you back because you had just started talking about the legislative priorities for this year's Annapolis session. And I didn't want to shortchange that because in order for our listeners to understand that, you really do need to explain a lot of the context of it, because as we were saying, unless you've been affected directly by being incarcerated or being an individual with a criminal record trying to make it in this society, you don't know.
So I'm glad
you could come back.
You don't.
Now you were talking about the pre-release center for women.
I was talking about the Out for Justice legislative policy agenda for 2019.
Right.
And I ended off on pre-release. But I'll start back and I'll end this conversation on pre-release. But before I go deep dive into pre-release, I'll give you some other agenda items that we're working on.
Please.
Something that Out for Justice will always be a part of, has partnered with the Job Opportunities Task Force on, is expungement. Okay? Supporting the record of expungement designed to enhance access to employment. The ability to secure a stable employment is crucial to a successful reentry in those individuals who have experienced incarceration. And so our goal is to make sure that individuals, we want to make sure we streamline and expand access to expungement laws, right?
And expungement would be what?
Expungement means that if you let's say you got caught stealing. 10 years ago, you should be allowed to remove that charge off of your record. Because what we find is when you've been charged with something in the state of Maryland, your charges immediately go up on this thing called case search for the whole world to see. You may have been found guilty. You may not have been found guilty. The charge may have been thrown out and it still shows up on case search.
Yeah.
So that impacts one's ability to find a job.
Certainly does.
Employers don't even know what they're looking at. They just go to case search. They see all of these things and they think that you're just this hardened criminal, but they're not experienced enough to click a little further and see, oh, she was found not guilty. And so we're supporting House Bill 1383, which would streamline the expungement process by allowing for automatic expungement of non-convictions, clarifying the definition and expungement eligibility for dated invalidated arrest warrants after a certain period of time, providing expungement eligibility for certain nonviolent misdemeanor convictions mm-hmm. after 3 years mm-hmm. and nonviolent felonies after 5 years.
See, it makes sense.
It all makes sense. Why are we allowing these things to stay on people's record for 5, 10, 15 years?
Yeah, when they have been obviously back, well integrated mm-hmm. into society, and they're a contributing member, mm-hmm. and they're doing good stuff.
And plus, the current law allows individuals to secure immediate expungement of certain non-conviction charges, like acquittals, dismissals, non-processes, if they sign a general waiver and release in the release of all petitioners' tort claims, so they won't sue, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. To allow individuals seeking immediate expungement of these charges, but do not want to waive their right to sue. The electronic record of charges would be shielded from the public view for 3 years and retained in a separate secure area in which persons who do not have a legitimate reason for access is denied. Mm-hmm. That's expungement, right? Yeah.
Makes sense.
The second thing, pretrial voting rights. In 2015, mm-hmm. Out for Justice co-led the coalition that it gave access to over 40,000 individuals with criminal records the right to vote.
That was a wonderful
yes.
accomplishment,
yes.
and you really need to be praised for that.
We appreciate that.
That was
a real
step forward.
It was, because what society was saying is, oh, come out of jail, do the right thing, go work, pay your taxes, mm-hmm. but you can't decide who represents you.
Yeah.
Taxation without representation.
That's exactly what
right?
it is.
And if you really want people to feel a part of something, you have to make sure that they are a part of something.
Right.
They can
exactly.
make decisions. So what we were able to do in 2015 was huge. We made sure that 40,000 individuals across the state were eligible to vote, but we weren't finished.
Mm-hmm.
So this last election cycle, 2018, we just had a statewide election. Out for Justice was a part of educating community members, specifically at probation and paroles across the state, from Baltimore to Prince George's County.
Mm-hmm.
We partnered with a group called Life After Release, which is also a women's specific reentry program out mm-hmm. in Prince George's County. We partnered with them, and we had five or so teams for about 2-3 weeks out at probation and parole sites educating mm-hmm. probation officers and individuals who are on probation or parole that you had the right to vote. Because mm-hmm. even though we passed this law in 2015, people still didn't know they had the right
that's
to
right.
vote.
Yeah, that's right.
But we went even further. We got in contact with the warden down at the Baltimore City Detention Center. He allowed Out for Justice members in to register individuals who mm-hmm. were detained the right to access to the ballot.
Good for
because
him.
Board of Elections somehow was not making sure that these eligible voters had access to the ballot.
Yeah.
So Out for Justice went in. We not only registered them, we also had on hand their absentee ballot mm-hmm. application. Then we also served as their absentee ballot designee. So when we left that institution, we took their voter registration form, their absentee ballot application, and we were able to bring them back their ballots. So we were able to make sure that over 85 people in a local detention center in Baltimore was able to vote during this last election cycle.
That's
but what
wonderful.
We realized is thousands of people across this state who were sitting in jail on pretrial mm-hmm. did not have access to the ballot.
Mm.
And so we're coming stronger this session. Delegate Alonzo Washington is going to be the sponsor on the House side mm-hmm. because we want Board of Elections to do what it says it does. Give eligible voters access to the ballot. Educate probation officers around your clients have the right to vote.
Right.
They should know.
Yeah.
So that's pretrial voting rights.
Yes.
And then lastly but not least.
We got about 5 minutes.
Okay. Women's pre-release. Women are treated as an afterthought in the criminal justice system here in Maryland.
Very true.
And it's not just Maryland, it's across the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we find is that women are not given opportunities, the same opportunities as men are getting to properly reintegrate back into society. Mm-hmm. So when I was telling you on the last show, the number of men incarcerated in state prisons fell more than 5% between 2009 and 2015, while the number of women in state prisons fell only a fraction of a percent. Women need reentry support for the sake of their families.
Amen.
As many as 75% of incarcerated women are primary caretakers of children, and 42% of mothers in the state prisons nationwide may be single parents. Mm. Pre-release facilities can prepare women to reintegrate back into society by providing access to job training, employment, community resources, comprehensive reentry planning assistance within a less restrictive, safe environment. The state currently operates several dedicated pre-release minimum security facilities for men while operating zero for women.
Zero.
Zero. Maryland closed the only statewide standalone women's pre-release center in 2009, relocating all those pre-release services to the Maryland Correctional Institute for Women, MCIW, which is a, it's just so frustrating to think about. So you have women who are medium security, no threat to society or anybody else, being housed in a maximum security facility.
Until the day they get out.
Until the day they get out.
That's ridiculous.
At MCIW, women on pre-release status are co-housed with women on maximum security status. Women fear, they are in constant fear that they may get in trouble. Because think about the pressure of being sharing a room with a woman who may never see the light of day.
Right.
With a woman who's coming in and out of the facility to go to and from work. Right? This fear is justified given the inmate assault rate at MCIW is greater than both two state-run pre-release facilities for men. Department of Corrections reported that the assault rates at the women's jail are up primarily because you're housing these two security levels together. It is not safe.
Yeah, and it's not public safety, and it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. For those folks are going to get out,
How are you expecting a woman
to
just come home straight from prison with no support systems, and you expect her to get a job? Women are expected to be mothers, snap back into being mothers. Right. We're expected to just live these normal lives when we are not getting the types of access to services that we need.
Yeah.
Department of Corrections will argue, we do have a pre-release. That is not pre-release. You cannot house women who are minimum security with women on a maximum security. They're not doing it for the men. Why are you doing it for the women?
Absolutely.
The only jobs that women have access to out there in Jessup is low-wage jobs like Ruby Tuesdays or McDonald's. And you know how they're shipped to those jobs? In a prison van. So these women have the van pulls up to the job. A corrections officer unshackles them in front of their coworkers, unlocks the prison van, and they get out to go to work. They're not even able to access the transit system.
That's ridiculous. We're short. We've got less than a minute now.
Understand.
And I wanted to ask you, what can our listeners do to help?
We want people to get involved. So call our office, email us, because what we need is intense phone banking. We need letter writing. We need people educating themselves about these issues. You know, go and request to be on our Google group so we can keep you informed. And we need you to hold your elected officials accountable. We need you to demand that you tell your elected officials you should support the Out for Justice policy agenda.
Absolutely.
Because this policy agenda not only keeps women coming out of prison safe, it keeps the community safe. Because if women are well, the country is well.
Amen.
If women are not well, no one is well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And could you give us that contact information one more time,
sure.
please?
Our email address is getinfo, G-E-T-I-N-F-O, at outforjustice.org. The phone number to our office is 443-453-2123. Our new website will be up soon, which is at www.outforjustice.org. We also need monetary support. We're a small organization. Most of the members are volunteers. We only have maybe 2 paid staff. Mm-hmm. So financial support is always needed. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Nicole.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Nicole Hansen-Mundell, who's Executive Director of Out for Justice, for being our guest today. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Yes, sir.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.